Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
I like pot.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
You didn't build that.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind. You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
Our pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. We just do not care. Freedom is cheap. Our freedom is expensive, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. I personally will not pay for it. I will not comply. I'm in a very bad mood today. Yesterday, I apologized for cussing like a freaking madman. I get off the show, I go to the stupid store, and I see a case of beer there on sale, so yeah, I had to drink it. So today I'm a little, but I'm not a drinker. I don't really drink anymore. I've had my fun in the sun, and there's reasons for it. But I've got a lot to talk about today, and I never shut up, so we have got to get going. You want to be a part of the program today, you know the number, 646-716-7978. Don't be shy. Or join the captain's chat room. There's lots of people in there. And you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, that is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, let me tell you, today is absolutely no exception. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom, so we've got to lift our jib and get this ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun may shift colors. Okay. Hungover and all, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day, we got a couple programs. You've heard me talk about these two before. We have to do everything that we can. I agree. I totally agree. It sucks. We can't sit on a couch and eat our bags of Cheetos and watch the Kim Kardashian show all day. We've got to go out there and actually get ourselves informed. People are taking away your rights, your liberties, your freedoms. You don't even know it. They do it in the middle of the night. They do it while you're sleeping. Well, you can't sleep anymore. Those days of getting shut-eye are now over. You must wake up, or you're going to lose. Well, I'm not going to lose. I'm awake 24/7. You want to learn what else is happening around the world? Check this guy out. Vito Esposito, the Mamma Mia No Sharia. Well, you will learn everything you need to know about radical Islam, how it affects the world, how it affects the United States. Go on there, you'll learn it. blogtalkradio.com/radio-jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Then, when you're done listening to my good friend Vito, I want you to listen to my first mate, the Red Fox. Her name is Kel Fritzy. She's on blogtalkradio.com/Kel, K-E-L, dash Fritzy, F-R-I-T-Z-I. Their shows are a little bit different. Me, I'm on every day at 10 to 12. They're on all the time. So go on their site, look when they are, look them up, check them out, listen to them, and learn. We have to do this, guys. We have to do this. There's no excuse that we have to do this stuff. We've got a constitution. We've got our freedom. We've had how many wars to fight to keep our freedom? What do we need to do this stuff for? Well, I'll tell you. People are taking away your freedom. They're taking away your rights. They're taking away you. They're taking away your thought. Don't let anybody take away your thought. You think for yourself. Just because you don't agree with somebody or somebody doesn't agree with you, does that mean you've got to change your thought? No. Not until you have some evidence. When you have proof that your thought was wrong, then you change. But until then, no. I'm sick of people trying to do that. Look, only thing that we're on this show, and the people on the right, primarily people on the right, there's people on the right that are just as lefty as the lefts. They play the same game, just different. But we don't play that here. We're straight shooters here. We just simply tell the truth. And look, I mean, mainstream media, what I call shame-stream media, because it is a shame. These people are pathetic. You want to hear real news? You want to hear what the American people are really saying out there? Well, then you go on to Blog Talk Radio and you check out these two guys. Well, one's a guy, one's a girl. But you got to get yourself informed. You got to spend that extra time. It's okay. Look, Kim Kardashian could be on. You can Tebow it. Or Tebow it or whatever it is. Tebow. Good God. Whatever. Tape it. Whatever. Go online or watch it. Better yet, take the bag of Cheetos, throw it in the trash can, take your stupid television, take it outside, pour a bunch of gasoline all over it, and set the son of a bitch on fire. You're not getting any important information from a television. During our first Revolutionary War and pre-Revolutionary War, freedom of the press is, there's a reason why freedom of the press is in our Constitution. There's a reason why it's in the First Amendment. That's what England did. They tried to block the press, like this country is doing now. They don't like us. They don't like us bloggers. Because the real truth is coming out from the bloggers. Because the bloggers are Americans, and they speak from the heart. We don't speak from the ass like these politicians and like all these other people in the media. Oh, but we're giving you the truth. We did our research. We're investigative reporters. No, you're not. If you were really that big of an investigative reporter, how come we don't have any information, any more information about what happened with Benghazi? Well, because the president said there wasn't any information and you took his word for it and didn't follow up. We got a few people, but it takes more than a few. It takes more than one. You can't win a war by yourself. You just can't do it. You can try your damnedest, but it ain't going to happen. Well, pre-Revolutionary War, there wasn't websites, obviously, but basically the same thing. People had printers, and they would have underground newspapers so people can find out what is really happening, what the government was really doing to them. That's how they got the news out to the American people. Well, back then they were the colonists, but that's how they got the news out to the people. People just like us, bloggers. Because we're speaking the truth. We're speaking how we feel. We're not speaking how the government wants us to feel. We're not speaking how our bosses want us to tell you how to feel. And that's what you get with the news. You've always got an editor. Well, you get an editor, well, for whatever reason, he's got a bug up his butt, doesn't understand the story, starts hacking and slashing and cutting this and that. The guy goes out there and tries to give the story, and all the whole meat's gone, the heart, it's gone, done. So we have to pay attention. And if you're one of those people that you've got a lot to say, and you can never shut up like me, well, then it's fine. You can get on Blog Talk Radio. Let your voice be heard. This is what the more people talking about this stuff, the better. Because the more of us are talking about it, the more of us are going to understand. And once we completely understand, the most of us understand, well, then we know how to combat these people. Right now, we're still struggling trying to figure out how to combat them. They're hitting us at every single angle, every vector. So we've got to take the extra time. We've got to turn the television off and put down the Cheetos and get off that stupid couch. We've got to do a little work. I know, it just breaks into your busy schedules during the day. I know, but, you know, I mean, that's the price of freedom. The price of freedom means you're going to have to pay something. You're going to have to give a little bit of something up. Time. That's it. Fight for freedom only costs you time. That's it. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. Well, actually, before we do that, that mudslide in my home state of Washington yesterday, I didn't realize it was as bad as what it is. It's much worse than what the original reports were. Yesterday morning when I got it, it was hardly anything. Now there's well over 100 people that are missing. They've got one figure at 176, but they've got one official that says, well, those are duplicate numbers. But I think it's safe to say, I don't care if it's one or 100, there's a lot of people missing. So our hearts and our prayers go out to our Washington brothers and sisters out there. Hey, it's just one of those things that, I mean, I've seen mudslides before. I've seen them in California. Let me tell you, thank God I was out of the way, but, and it didn't hit anything. But those are scary. That's worse than an avalanche. You can't get out of the way of that. So our hearts and prayers goes out to them. Hopefully they can find some survivors. Right now it looks pretty grim, and that, like I said yesterday, I just don't have good words when it comes to tragedies like this. I just don't know what to say. I'm at a loss. And speaking of tragedies, that Malaysian airliner, now we have confirmation that it was has crashed into, or did crash into, the southern Indian Ocean, which I have been. In the southern Indian Ocean. Yeah, it's a little rough. A little choppy. Makes it sometimes a little hard to keep your breakfast down, but I always liked the rough weather on ship. It was like a carnival ride for me. I was having fun. I was like a child. However, when you're into it for a couple of weeks, okay, a couple of days you can deal with it, but after a couple of weeks it does get on your mind. It does get on your last damn nerve, let me tell you. But the reason why I'm talking about this, we don't know what it is. We still don't know. Was it terrorism? Was it suicide? Was it a hijacking? Was it a complete and total mechanical failure and what have you not? Or was it one of those guys that can hack the onboard computers and do whatever the hell they want to with the plane? Is that possible? Yeah. It is. Did that happen? I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe they did this just to, as a trial run, just to see if it will work. And they crashed it into the Indian Ocean. How do we know this isn't going to happen again? We don't. We don't even know if this is the cause of it. We still don't know. I don't know if we'll ever find out. Will we ever get those black boxes 4.5 miles deep? Maybe. Possible, but it doesn't look very good. And there was debris all over the Indian Ocean, and with those currents, it could be anywhere. That black box could be anywhere in that ocean. But what I had a problem with, and I don't normally watch Bill O'Reilly, but for whatever reason last night, I get done listening to Vito Esposito, the Mamma Mia No Sharia show. I turn on that stupid television. And there's that stupid Bill O'Reilly. And he's making a big fuss about how he's just so proud of himself because he's been bitching all week. Oh, the plane is in the Indian Ocean. 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 Okay, fine. You guessed right. That's all you did. And he's out there saying, well, I got the story right. Nobody listened to me. Ah, everybody should have listened to me. We could have found the plane. No, you couldn't have found the plane. Still, the people were dead. It's after the fact. And it doesn't matter. So what did you write? So what, O'Reilly? You didn't exactly really get the story right. All you did was just guess, like everybody else was doing. We had all kinds of information saying the plane was here, the plane was there, the plane was here, there, pop-pop-pop-pop-pop-pop. Later down the road, yeah. There was a lot more information down there in the southern part of the of his track. But to go on and turn this into something that, oh, look at me, I got it right. Nobody else got it right, and everybody should believe. First of all, Mr. O'Reilly, this story is not about you. It's not about you. It's about the story. It's about 239 people that lost their lives, and we don't know how. It's not about you. And that you guessed the story right. And then he brings his good buddy on there, old Bernie Goldberg, which, whatever. But he gets on there and starts slobbering all over Bill. Oh, yeah, Bill. Oh, yeah, you were right. I agree with everything. You were right. People should listen to you. Shut up. I mean, why do you do that, O'Reilly? Brings it on there just to look at me, everybody. Look at me. I got the story right. Everybody over here, look at me. This is what I have a problem with the media. And he's over there bitching about these other people. I mean, he's got a lot to, doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of room to talk. Complaining about, well, look, that idiot on CNN, what's his name, Don Lemon or whatever his stupid name is. Wow, do you think it's possible that a black hole could have sucked it out of the sky? What an idiot. First of all, it wasn't his question, it was somebody else's question, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit if he didn't write the stupid question. Why would you ask something that stupid? I don't know. I don't know how to get that dumb. I don't know what it's like to be that obtuse, that far away from reality, so I can't explain it. But yeah, Mr. O'Reilly, on one side, yeah, you are right. That kind of reporting is stupid. It's foolish. It's nonsense. And they don't have anything else to report, like 91.5 million people out of work. They don't have any reporters out there that can go out there and see if they can find something, a little more what happened in Benghazi. I know it was a long time ago. It was so long ago. I mean, my God. Let's see, when was Benghazi? I mean, that wasn't it Caesar that raided that compound? Wasn't it Caesar that did that? I mean, it was so long ago. So damn long ago, the history books forgot to put it in. We don't know. We don't know. Benghazi, never heard of it. You got any reporters out there that could go out there and find out what happened to Fast and Furious? Huh? How many more times they've actually done this but never got caught? Why the Attorney General is not in jail? He's in contempt of Congress. Why does he still have his job? Why does the president still have his job? How about the IRS? Did you do any reporting there? No. No, that's a phony scandal. It's like Benghazi. It was a phony scandal. Look, hey, those guys in Benghazi, look, it was a dangerous area. They knew the risks. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. Plus, it was only four. It wasn't like a whole bunch of people died. I mean, so I don't know what everybody's complaining about. So, you know, it's a dangerous area in the world. Do you get any reporters that can find anything on anything? But black holes? I mean, come on. So on that, Mr. O'Reilly, I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you a little button. Good job. But you need to understand something, Mr. O'Reilly. Your arrogance, irritating. The story is not about you, that you got it right. Who gives a damn? You think those families of the 239 people that lost their lives are now in the bottom of the Indian Ocean or in a shark's belly? I mean, you think these families, you think that they feel a hell of a lot better now because Bill O'Reilly got it right? Patting himself on the back? That's disgusting. This isn't about the reporter. Why reporters do this? I don't know. I don't understand it. They try to make it about them. It's not about them. Politicians do this crap. It's not about them. It's about the American people. That's the only reason why the government was formed. For the American people. By the American people. This is our government, not theirs. It's not the government's government. This is ours. This Constitution is ours. This is ours. They can't take this away. They're trying everything they can. But if you keep sitting on the couch watching your stupid Kim Kardashians and all your stupid MTV music videos, I don't even think MTV even has any music videos anymore. Does even MTV even exist? I don't watch it. All right. I'm done with this. We've got a hell of a lot to talk about today. I'm half hungover, I'm still pissed off, and if I don't shut up, we're never going to get anything done. So let's open up my treasure chest a little early here and see if we can plunder for any booty. Oh, look at this now, right on the top. God almighty. Navy security forces kill a suspect in a sailor shooting on board a ship in Norfolk, Virginia. Evidently, there was a civilian that came on board. He shot a sailor, and somebody shot him. I don't know what the hell's going on, but it happened about 11:20 last night. So we'll find out what's going on with that. 4 years later, and the Democrats are still waiting for Obamacare to be popular. Well, keep waiting, guys. Keep on waiting. You ain't never going to get it. Obamacare was never popular. Never. It was never popular. Throats anyway. Do we got any reporters that can report on that? Well, no. They're afraid to report negative news against the king. They want to keep their job. So they're going to go out there and do puff pieces. Oh, look at me. Oh. Out there praising the president. They can't praise the president. Nancy Pelosi, God almighty, what a stupid creature that is. How Mother Nature allowed itself to put that much stupid into one human being? I know Mother Nature is much bigger than me, but Mother Nature, you made a big mistake. You made a boo-boo. No more Nancy Pelosi's. No more Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz's. No more of these people. No more Harry Reid's. Sheila Jackass Lee. No more of these idiots. No more of them. All right, can you do us a favor? Obama is the most traveled and most expensive president in history. I was going to get to this yesterday, but, well, we didn't make it. So hopefully today we'll get into it. Oh, this one, this is rich. This one, I read this, when was this? Was it yesterday afternoon, last night, something? I thought maybe it was just the beer, but it isn't. United Kingdom hospitals are taking their aborted babies and throwing them in the incinerator for heat. They're heating babies. They're burning babies for heat. Now, if that isn't just absolutely sick, I'm sorry, but those people, those hospitals that did that, look, I know it's garbage, it's trash, it's not a real life. That little baby that's growing inside those women that can feel pain, that can open their eyes and they can move, more than likely can think, those aren't real people. I mean, they're not real. Nah, only real people are when you become an adult, when you come out of the vagina on your own. Then you're a real people. But as long as you're in the womb, you're not a real people. So we can burn them. It's cold. We need heat. There needs to be a few people thrown in jail for that one. poll worker who voted for Obama 6 times. Why this woman's out of jail, I don't know. You vote for anybody 6 times. Okay, the vote. Okay, the vote and freedom, they're the same thing. They're a part of the same thing. When you take out your vote, now this woman voted 6 times. So there's 5 other people out there that probably voted for somebody else. And this woman comes in and votes 6 times. So those 5 people now are, they don't have a voice. Their voice was removed. Their opinions was removed. Their voice, their freedom of speech was removed because this woman decided she wanted to vote more than once. Your vote is your most powerful voice that you have. That vote is the most precious of all the freedoms. That is your ultimate voice right there. That's it. That's your ultimate voice. And it was taken away. Why you are allowed to walk the streets, I don't know. Obviously, we've got problems with our Justice Department. Well, we know that. I bet if he voted for Mitt Romney 6 times, or she voted for Mitt Romney 6 times, pretty sure this woman would still be in the pokey. Just saying. Isn't that right there, Mr. Holder? Which, if anybody needs to be in jail, it's you, Mr. Holder. But moving on, she votes for Obama 6 times, served on a board of a group that got a grant from the Obama administration. Goes out and votes for this guy 6 times, admits it, has no problem. I think she was in jail for, what, a week? She gets out and gets a grant from the Obama administration. You got any reporters there? In CNN or MSNBC, you think you can get some reporters and report about that? Find out what was going on? Well, no. We're more concerned about black holes sucking airliners out of the sky. And how we can turn this story around and make it about me. Everything's got to be about me. Me, 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 me. The memes. I can't stand these little memes. How about us? Why don't we start working on us's instead of me's? Why don't we do that? If we're going to be united, really, truly united, consider ourselves as us, as one. We're one people, American people, period. But we don't have that. We don't have it in the government because the government to the government, we're subjects, we're citizens. We don't have rights, come on. Egypt court now sentences 528 Morsi supporters to death. And there's going to be a heck of a lot more coming up in about a week. I tell you something about Egypt, man. At this point, I want to tip my hat. But I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't trust anybody anymore. But at least Egypt is making a conscious effort to get rid of that Muslim Brotherhood. They realize that these Muslim Brotherhoods, they're terrorists. These governments over there, they don't want that. Because if the terrorists come over there, the Al-Qaeda's and the Hamas's and all this, and they take power, well, they're going to lose their power. So this may not be really about terrorism more than it's just about we want the power. Gun control measures met with defiance from law enforcement officers. I think that's in Vermont or somewhere. I was going to get into that yesterday too, but we didn't make it. We got all kinds of stuff going on here today. Good God, I mean, it just doesn't stop. You hear about this? The SEC attorney who dimed out the J.P. Morgan whistleblower. He dimes this guy out, dimes out a whistleblower to his employers, and now this jackwagon is running for Congress as a Republican. Well, you ain't going to win here in Long Island, pal. My Republican friends, and I got a lot of them here on Long Island. Speaking of which, CSA, www.csa-1776.org, Conservative Society for Action. They're a great organization right here in Long Island. They're good friends of mine. I've been to several tea parties with them. They do a lot of work here on Long Island. And just because you don't live on Long Island doesn't mean that you can't look up the site and find out what the hell's going on, because what happens here is going to happen where you are. What happens in Podunk, Idaho, is certainly going to happen in Tampa, Florida. It's just a matter of time. We have to know what these people are doing to us all over the United States, not just your little hometown. You got to find out how other people are faring. They're your brothers. You may not know them. You may not even know that they exist, but they are your brothers. They are your sisters. We are together. We're one big, giant family, 325 million frickin' strong. What's this, de Blasio? What the hell is this about? Why is this put in here? De Blasio says that pre-K expansion will curb student suicides. Oh, God, this woman, or this guy, does he stop? First of all, this guy, if you know anything about this de Blasio from New York City, he's the mayor of New York City. If you followed anything what's going on with this guy, I mean, this guy was bad news before he actually got elected. Why New York City? I mean, is there anybody in New York City that's got a brain? My God, people. Look, this liberalism is this is too much. It's just too much. People are afraid to vote Republican. One, because the way the media has portrayed Republicans. And two, the way the Republicans have never stood up for themselves. And then they apologize because they want to get voters. Well, that's not a way to get a vote. You want to get the voters? You want to win the voters over? Then tell the truth. Doesn't matter if it's right, wrong, good, or bad, or indifferent. Doesn't matter what they think about it. You have to tell the truth. First of all, you got to know the truth before you can tell the truth. But you got to speak from the heart. This guy, let me tell you, expanding pre-K, that's not to curb student suicides. That is to start the indoctrination process early. That's all that is, Mr. de Blasio. And we ain't buying it. New York Times reporter, Obama administration is the greatest enemy of press freedom in a generation. Well, it's a hell of a lot more than a generation. You can't get anywhere with this guy. You can't take pictures. Can't take a picture of the king. Can't have any media when Michelle takes her whole family over there to China. Did you hear about that? Everybody in China couldn't wait for this woman to get her family to get the hell out of there. Michelle, her fat, ugly mother, driving the hotel staff insane. Well, because they're special people. So they got to have everything just right. You got flowers in the room, you got to have this, you got to have that. But oh, you didn't have enough mayonnaise, and you put it on the side, and I didn't want it on the side, and you did this, and you did that, and they start throwing fits. It's like, look, first of all, you shouldn't even be in China. What are you doing? Well, she went over there and played ping pong. You spent how many millions of dollars to go over to China to play friggin' ping pong? Oh, you went to the Great Wall of China. Well, I'm glad you girls had a great vacation on our dime that you did not need to do. And now there's another story. Obama, he's going to be flying to, I think it's Belgium. And it's going to cost the city, I think it's, what, 8.4 million pounds. So what that equates to American dollars, I don't know. But it's a lot of money. This guy's traveling with I don't know how many cars, how many planes, all to go to some stupid summit, which those summits, I mean, come on. What has ever been produced by a summit? Huh? Put anybody to work? Put any food on the table? How about a committee hearing? What have we gotten from committee hearings? Have we gotten any facts? Well, a couple bits and pieces here and there. But have we gotten any results? Well, the Attorney General's in contempt. Yeah, but he still goes to work every day. He's not being punished for what he did. Why is he not in jail for what he did with Fast and Furious? Why was Hillary Clinton allowed to keep her job after Benghazi? Why was Barack Obama not fired after Fast and Furious? Because he didn't fire his attorney general, which he should have, which tells me that the president was complicit in this. I know, that's Fast and Furious. I mean, look, Benghazi at least had four people die. Fast and Furious only had one. There might have been some other Mexicans, but we don't care about that. They're not Americans. There's just one American. I mean, come on. It's not like it was a whole bunch. Plus, that was a long time ago, too. That was even before Benghazi. All you Tea Partiers, all you want to do is just keep bringing up these old phony scandals. Yeah, that's right. We do, because we haven't yet to get the answers to them. God almighty. What's this last one here now? Almost first, well, that's that. All right. Let's get going in here. Alrighty, huh? Let's get into this. I want to find out what the hell's going on with that Navy ship now. A man fatally shot a U.S. Navy sailor before being shot and killed by a responding security forces. This was at the Naval Station Norfolk. This happened last night, about 11:20 p.m., on board the USS Mahan, the destroyer. I was on a destroyer. Authorities would not describe the circumstances of the shooting, but said that the scene is now secure. They couldn't say if the civilian had permission to come on board the ship or not. But why, first of all, he didn't have... I got a problem with this, because, first of all, 11:20 at night? Civilians aren't allowed on board a ship at 11:20 at night. Not on any ship that I was on. Visitors had to leave. I think it was, 2000, which would be 8 p.m. for liberals and landlubbers. But I think that was the time that that all civilians had to leave. 11:20, there should be no reason why a civilian was on board that ship. How he was allowed on there, well, we're never going to know. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe we'll get Bill O'Reilly on the story. I'm sure he can come up with the correct answer because he's smart. He's always got the right answer. Nobody listens to him. See, the Mahan was commissioned in 1998. It's got 300 people. We don't need to know about that. The shooting was under investigation. Comes just months after a September incident at the Washington Navy Yard. You remember that? Yeah, the president was on one of his little campaign speeches. He's been on a campaign since 2007. But he stopped in the middle. Oh, I just want to say a few words about the incident that's going on in the Naval Shipyard. An incident? No, it was a terrorist attack, you idiot. It was a terrorist attack. That's what it is. Workplace violence. Oh, workplace violence, that's what it is. Why do they classify it as workplace violence? So they don't have to pay out the benefits. Wow. Why would you do that to somebody? Why would you do that? Why would you do that to all these people that needlessly lost their lives in what is supposed to be a secure location? Military bases are supposed to be secure. They've got guys walking around with guns, but they're not allowed to put any ammunition in them. But the cops could put ammunition in their guns. And if you don't show them your ID, well, then you get shot. You get beat up until you die? That's okay. I mean, Jesus, God, does anybody in our government, does anybody think? This is why it's important. I know, I sound like a broken record, but that's fine. This is why it is so important to get out there and get yourself more and more informed each and every day. It sucks. I agree. I don't want to have to do this. There's no excuse why I have this radio program. I should be talking about something else. I should be playing records. Well, I was in radio well over 20 years ago. I used to play a lot of records. I could play anything I want. I could talk about anything I want. I had my own show. I had the key to the radio station. I want to go back to playing records. I like playing records. Well, there's no records anymore, but you know what I'm talking about.
kind of almost showing a little bit of my age here, but that's all right.
I want to talk about fun things. I don't want to talk about this stuff. I don't want to talk about what we have to do now to keep our government from taking away our freedom when we have a constitution that is supposed to keep them from doing it. But we can't. We have to do this stuff. We have to listen. We have to read. We have to learn. We have to know what's going on. So wherever you can find any kind of information, you must take it immediately. You see a fight, you got to fight it. Hear that, Mr. King? Mr. Boehner, Mr. McCain, and Mr. McConnell. You understand the importance of when there's a fight to be fought, that you fight it right away? So it doesn't get too big and completely out of control where you can't get it under control? And that's where we are dangerously close to being right now. As it looks right now, this 2014 election, I want to have faith in it. But I'm just curious about the people running for office on the right side. Far too often we've been hoodwinked. We've been screwed. I'm tired of being screwed. We need to really vet our candidates. We don't have to vet the liberals. If you're a liberal, automatically you're not worth a vote. But on the right, we've got to do a much better job of putting people in here. We can't just be putting the people into office just because they have the right letter next to their name. This is not about parties. Forget about party. This is about people. This is about people affecting people. Well, if you don't mind being affected the way you've been affected, and if you can't tell that your rights and liberties and freedoms are being taken away, then you deserve not to have them. And one day you're going to wake up and go, wait a minute, where's my freedom? Where's my liberty? What? Wait a minute. Well, no. You gave that up a long time ago. Don't you remember? You went into the voting booth. You don't remember that? Oh, I do. All right, let's get into this story here now. I'm actually moving along. Look at this. Man, oh, man, I might actually complete my entire mission today. Ay, ay, ay. Hungover and all. Oh, this is beautiful. It is a beautiful day today. It's a little overcast, but it's still nice. I knew I'd find something positive to talk about today. So 4 years later now, Democrats are still waiting for that old Obamacare bounce. Oh, it's going to be, oh, I tell you, it's, when it comes 2014, people are going to be, they're going to be rushing into those voting booths to vote for more Democrats because they want more Obamacare. And they really like it, and it's for everybody. Really? I thought it was supposed to be for those 50 million people that didn't have insurance. So they build a website that's insecure. Still isn't completed yet. And they're only after 7 million. What is 7 million going to do, especially when 90% of them are people that already had insurance? So who did you help? Who did you realistically help with this? Well, you didn't help anybody. Now the insurance companies are going to need a bailout now. So people are now paying more in taxes. They're paying more for their health care. And now they have to pay more in tax to bail out the health care companies. Am I the only one that sees how messed up this is? I mean, if little old me can see it, why can't our government? Well, I think they do, but they just don't want to do anything. Well, that's not my job. So Democrats now have been waiting for Obamacare to become popular, and it's not working. It's never been popular and never will be popular. No matter how much you fix it, what is a fix? I'll tell you what a fix is. You take the entire bill and all of its regulations. It's about, 30,000 pages? You get all your aides and your staff, and they carry it out. They put it on the Rose Garden. Pour a bunch of gasoline over it, and you set the son of a bitch on fire. Now, that's a fix. Congressional leaders and senior White House advisors. Oh, God. Advisors. I want to be an advisor.
I think I'd be a good advisor. But the White House advisors have been saying since 2010 that a public opinion will turn their way sometime soon. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. 2010, it's coming. No, it didn't happen. 2014, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. No, it ain't. Chuck Schumer says, I think as people learn about the bill, and now that the bill is enacted, it's going to become more and more popular. Really? Wow. He said that in 2010 on Meet the Press. So I predict, he carries on, by November, those who voted for health care will find it an asset. Those who voted against it will find it a liability. The health care bill itself is a liability. A liability not only on our solvency, but quite possibly our sovereignty. Since you did violate the Constitution by getting it passed, yeah, you did. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that the government has the right to force you to buy anything. Nothing. Zero. That's not a legal tax. You don't tax people for services. That's called commerce. So if I buy something, I give you money and you give me something back. Okay, that's not what tax dollars are for. Okay, that's commerce. That's called business. You don't have any business forcing people to buy anything. That commerce clause, Democrats, is to simply set and organize the rules for conducting business. How commerce is operated. That's all you do. You set the rules on how they conduct business. Insider trading, which they've made sure that they can do insider trading. They can go to their little broker and say, yeah, put a whole bunch of money over here, and then go pass a whole bunch of bills to make this particular company that they have get all these contracts. Boom, look at this. So I got a whole bunch of money. I can buy a new boat. I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, that's what they do. It's legal for Congress to conduct insider trading, and that's okay. Well, as long as the politicians make it out. I mean, the American people, that doesn't matter. Who cares about them? We don't have enough. We can just open up the gates over there in Mexico and just start sucking up more of their people. Those are easy to get. I think that the Affordable Care Act, Nancy Pelosi, affordable, affordable, it's affordable. Say it with me, affordable, affordable. Affordable. I mean, was she trying to have an orgasm or something? What the hell is the matter with this woman? Affordable. 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 It's not affordable. I mean, this is how stupid these people think. These people are. They think that we are that stupid that we're going to buy their stupidity. Oh, well, that Nancy Pelosi. Well, it's affordable. Well, if she said it, it's affordable. Then it's got to be. Give me my laptop. I'm going to get on here and give me some free Obamacare. Oh, look at this. Look how cheap this is. Oh, I can't afford it. Whoa. It's affordable. Democrats now face the prospect of a second midterm drubbing in 2014. We can only hope. But if we're going to do this and do this right and do this effectively, we need to get right people in office, not from the right, but right, correct people. We need people first. We need to find people that actually have read and understand the Constitution. That's what I'm looking for. That's my main priority. If you do not understand the Constitution, you have no business whatsoever being a leader in our country, period. Period. That's not even open for a discussion. According to the Pew survey, oh God, surveys and polls, survey released last week saying 53% of the public disapproves of the Affordable Care Act, with only 41% saying they approve. What about the rest of them? Well, those are people that don't know. How could you not know? Who votes, I don't know? I mean, how do you, when you see these polls and you got undecided, how do you be undecided? What, are you an idiot?
Well, I don't know anything about it, eh? My college professor didn't say anything about it, so I don't know. Yay. Let's go burn a flag. Yay.
Jesus Christ, these college students. Look, college kids, when you're 18, 19 years old and you're in college, let me tell you something, you're babies. Okay? You haven't lived long enough to be as intelligent as you think you are. I'm sorry, you're not. Intelligence does not simply mean having information. Intelligence means having accurate information, and you don't have it. You've never been taught it. You've never been taught how to find it, how to learn on your own. Everything's been spoon-fed to you. You don't understand the issue, but you're the first ones to come and complain about it. How do you complain about something you don't even understand? I don't know. I guess become a Democrat and you'll figure it out. Jesus Christ. Adding to the nervousness among Obamacare's advocates. Ooh, they're nervous. Whoa. Well, we can't have that. It's the fact that the enrollment numbers lag significantly. Well, they don't lag. Oh, they're getting millions of people every day. Trust me. They're going to tell you that they've got their 7 million. It'll be like 6,900,000 and it'll be close to 7 million. There isn't anywhere near 7 million. This 5 million they say they have now, there's no 5 million people signed up for Obamacare. Anybody who has to actually pay for it themselves out of their own pocket with no subsidies? You're not signed up. You've made payments. But see that part where you put all your personal information and they take that and they give it over to the insurance company? Well, that part of the program, the healthcare.gov, that part isn't completed yet. We've already seen the horror stories come up. It was supposed to be affordable. The guy gets a heart attack. Then he finds out he's got cancer. Oh, we can't pay your chemotherapy. But wait a minute, I thought I was supposed to have Obamacare and pre-existing conditions, and I shouldn't have to go bankrupt for a pre-existing condition. Isn't that what the president, I heard the president say it. He said it a million times. There's no reason why anybody should go bankrupt over pre-existing conditions. That's why he overhauled all the greatest health care on planet Earth. And with one stroke of the pen, this guy brings it down. We don't need Obamacare. We do not need single payer. We do not need government running our health care. First of all, it won't be health care. We don't need the government running anything. Do the job that you're supposed to do, okay? Could you please? There was something I wanted to read over here. I don't want to read this whole thing. This article goes on for like days, and it just babbles. Oh, where the hell is that? Some strategists believe Obamacare can be a winner. Oh, of course it can. Don't just tell the voters that it works, and you know they'll believe it. If you say it with conviction, they'll believe it. But a coherent all-in message from the leadership has now been slow to emerge, and the party as a whole is on the defensive. Aw, poor Kay Hagan and Mark Begich, Mark Pryor, Mark Warner, Mary Landrieu, they're not going to win because Obamacare, they couldn't keep their doctors, and I did everything I could. Good, and I'm a Democrat, and I shouldn't have to lose an election. It's a Republican. Well, Miss Mary Landrieu, I will never again support another Democrat. You took care of that for me. After 9/11, you were saying some really good things, Miss Mary Landrieu. You surprised me being a Democrat. And I even told some of my friends, hey, you know that Mary Landrieu boy for a Democrat? She seems to be saying some good things here. Maybe she might have a, you know, decent head on her shoulders. She was billed as a blue dog Democrat, which is supposedly supposed to be conservative. We can't even get anybody conservative in the Republican Party. Well, I do not feel sorry for you, Miss Mary Landrieu. You deserve to lose your job. After you went out there and lied to your constituents and lied to the American people, not just your constituents, but you lied to me. And now you're worried about your little job? Well, how about the 91.5 million other people that are worried about their job because they don't have one anymore? Because this very thing that you went out there and lied to your constituents and lied to the American people is what took away those 91.5 million jobs. And you're worried about your little job? You've got nothing to say. You've got no reason running again. You should resign immediately if you have any integrity, but you don't. None of these people have any integrity. It was deeply frustrating for me that the website debacle happened. Aww. This was Maria Cordona. She's a principal at the Dewey Square Group. Yeah, I bet they're squares. It was deeply frustrating that the website debacle happened. Deeply frustrating? About the website. Not the 91.5 million people that lost their jobs. That's not frustrating. Not all the people that lost their health care, their doctors, their plans, and now when they do find one, they got to drive 150 miles to go see the stupid doctor. It's even more frustrating, this bimbo goes on to say, when you think of where the polls were before the debacle. Yeah, the polls have always been in the unpopular. Don't give me this polls. Where the polls were before the debacle, which was just after the shutdown. Oh, this shutdown. Oh, God. First of all, people were not blaming Republicans for the shutdown. Why? We all know that they're not the ones who shut the government down. They weren't upset with the Republicans. They were upset with this administration for blocking a 24/7 open-air memorial. And they knew that those men were coming on a bus. They knew they were coming there. And they did that deliberately. These men stormed the beaches of Normandy, stormed those beaches with them German 50 cal bullets flying over their head, blowing their buddies' brains out right in front of them. There wasn't one man that walked up, that went on that beach that didn't have somebody's blood and guts and brains splattered all over him. And you have to go out there and get your little brown shirts to block the view for these men, and you knew damn good and well they were coming. This government spent more money shutting down the government than they did if they had just kept it open. But if you're an illegal alien, oh, don't worry about that. It's closed government gland. Yeah, we understand that. But come on in and protest us for not making you citizens. But if you storm the beaches of Normandy, you're not allowed to look at that memorial that was built for you. But if you're an illegal alien, yeah, you can go protest the government on closed government land. And you still want to vote Democrat? It's still the Republicans' fault for this so-called government shutdown, huh? That didn't affect the average American person. So don't give me this and, everybody was so upset with the Republicans for the government shutdown. No, they're not. You hear that in the news, but you don't hear that in America. You don't hear that on Main Street. I didn't hear that in my neighborhood. I didn't hear that from anybody that I know. I didn't hear one person. Come on. Oh, I'm so upset at those Republicans for letting a government shut down. I don't know. I'm incensed. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Nobody was saying that. stop using that. That's not a, that's, I mean, that's just, I mean, that's gibberish, and it's stupid to even say it. Anybody who repeats it is an idiot. All hopes of Democrats winning back the lower chamber has now vanished. Well, after the GOP's recent special election victory in Florida. And they're saying, well, that wasn't about Obamacare. No, it's always been a Republican seat. Come on. No more excuses why you lost the race. That's what you get with these people. When a Democrat loses, they've got just tons of excuses. Well, there's only one real excuse, and the fact is you lost. People didn't want you. They didn't vote for you. Good God. The biggest political question of the 2014 cycle is, can Republicans capture the Senate? How about 91.5 million people capturing a job? Get the hell out of here. Get it off my desk. What the hell's next? Good God. All right, let's find out what's going on here with Egypt here now. 500, I never got a chance to read this. Just a little bit. I just seen the headline and copied it and put it in here. So let's find out what the hell's going on. I read a little bit, but a court in Egypt has now sentenced 528 supporters of ousted Islamist president Mohamed Morsi to death. See, over there, when you get sentenced to death, there is no, appeals, and you can't call the governor to get a stay. If you get sentenced to death, a lot of times it's over there, you're done within 24 hours. Them boys don't mess around over there. They were convicted of charges including murdering a policeman and attacks on people and property. The group is among some 1,200 Muslim Brotherhood supporters on trial. Authorities have cracked down harshly on Islamists since Mr. Morsi was removed by the military in July. I just hope that Egypt is doing this for the right reasons. I don't know. You can't trust anybody. We can't even trust our own government for doing anything for the right reasons. But we do need to have allies in the Middle East. If you've ever been to the Middle East, which I have, several times, a bunch of times, it's a part of the world, unfortunately, because we flat refuse to open up the door so we can allow people to get jobs, we have to now rely on the Middle East. We still need the Middle East for oil.
Oh, but I drive a Prius and I don't do that. I get an electric car.
Well, no, sweetheart. Shut up. Damn near everything we buy today comes from oil. Bottoms of shoes, a lot of clothing, rayons, nylons, any kind of on, any kind of plastic, your computer, your laptop, all made from oil. All that hand lotion that you women glob all over yourselves every night, well, that's made from oil. The container in which it is purchased in comes from oil. Those organic strawberries that you buy in the supermarkets. Well, that container that they come in, that plastic container, that comes from oil. Everything that you buy, your cars, most of it's made from oil. The dash, the steering wheel. I mean, these idiots on the left, they think that we can just get rid of oil and just drive around electric cars, that everything is going to be rosy. We're not going to have any more global warming because we're all driving around electric cars. Well, we can't get the electricity because we can't build any nuclear power plants, and we can't mine for coal. That's where our electricity comes from, liberals. I mean, they want you to drive electric cars, but they're blocking all the coal industries and blocking any kind of new construction sites of nuclear power plants. So where's the electricity going to come from? Huh? See, they don't think. They don't think. They don't think before they act. They don't think before they speak. They just don't think, period. And us that do think have to be the ones to suffer for it. Well, no more. It's time that we stood up. We need to start slapping these people back. Well, they're expected to appeal, it says here. Well, I didn't think there was an appeal process in Egypt. The verdict now goes to the Egypt Supreme Religious Authority, the Grand Mufti. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. He's a senior Islamic scholar. For either approval or rejection. So we'll find out. Well, it depends on, well, how much this Grand Mufti, whoever paid him the most, that's who's going to win. No different in Egypt than it is in American politics. You want to dance, you got to pay the band. Campaigners say that while death sentences are often handed down in Egypt, few have been carried out in recent years. I didn't know that. The final trial session will not be held until 28 April, so there is some time left for the sentence is confirmed. Blah, 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 blah. Anything more? There's some 146 suspects who are from jail to trial. Blah, 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 blah. The court also acquitted 16 other defendants. Blah, 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 blah. So, basically, you have these people that have been convicted, and they got to go through another process here, and we'll find out. There's 700 more Morsi supporters that are due to go on trial, well, today. What are they going to do if they have, like, they're going to have, like, what, 1,200? Could have close to 2,000 people. How are you going to kill them all? What are you going to do? I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. All right. President Obama has spent more time traveling abroad than any other U.S. president in history at this point in their presidencies, according to the forthcoming study. These studies from the National Taxpayer Union Foundation. The most internationally well-traveled president through 5 years. Of course, this is vacation time for these Obamas. They think that's what a president is. You just go on vacation. They're the president. They should be allowed to have lavish vacations because, well, they're royalty. They're supposed to pay money out of their own pocket, but do they? No, come on. Come on. They don't do it. They're not going to do it. So they'll spend millions of our dollars to go over to China, piss off everybody in the hotel, piss off everybody in the entire country. And she's supposed to go over there for some diplomatic reason? What the hell? What was the point? And if she was supposed to go over there for some humanitarian reason or why did the two girls have to go and why did Mama have to go? This was a vacation. This was not no diplomatic or humanitarian mission. This was a vacation. On your dime. He's got to go over there to Africa and take selfies during a funeral. Now, look. Okay, fine. It was a festive moment for people. Sometimes I've been to funerals. We've all been to funerals where the funeral really wasn't a sad, the person was old, they lived a long life, and it just was like, you know how that feeling of, you're just remembering and respecting their life. You do have a little bit of a good, you know, it's not, I wouldn't say a good mood, but it's a peaceful mood. And sometimes people, you know, especially after death, everybody looks at death a little bit different. Nobody handles it the same way. But you, as a leader of the free world, if you don't have any more respect. Now, look, the people of Africa, if they want to dance in the streets and celebrate the man that they loved, that's them. That's not you. You're the president of the United States. You don't act like a little high school kid sitting next to this bimbo from, I don't know where the hell she was from, Denmark or whatever. Okay, she was a fairly attractive woman, so what? And you're taking selfies? Pissing off your wife? She didn't like that one at all. Well, the American people didn't like it because you embarrassed us. George Bush didn't do that. You see George Bush there? He was there. He didn't take any selfies. So let's see. Speaking of Bush, at this point, Bush had taken 28 trips for 116 days abroad. Bill Clinton had taken 27 trips for 113 days. Ronald Reagan, after 5 years, had taken 14 trips for 73 days. See, Ronald Reagan, he knew where that Oval Office was, and he liked it. He would go in there all the time, and he would work. That's what presidents do. They go into their office early in the morning, and they work. Richard Nixon had taken 12 trips for 60 days. Lyndon Johnson took 10 trips for 34 days. Dwight D. Eisenhower took 8 trips for 31 days. Enough of this. What was this? Using the previous estimate, the total cost of flying Air Force One between those international cities would be about $5,212,000. What the? And now they got the new data. So it's over $6,621,352 frickin' clams. This is for Obama's trip to Europe. $6 million. Almost $7 million. $7 million to go to Europe. Well, if you look at it in one sense, that was $7 million. I mean, hey, we got almost $20 trillion in debt, and you guys are bitching about $7 million. Yeah, $7 million here, $7 million there. Next thing you know, you're talking about real money here. But as long as the Obamas are fine, you know, as long as they're doing okay, you know, we'll be all right. All right, now I want to get into this now. K hospitals. Now, in Europe, the United Kingdom, they're even much more liberal than we are over here. And don't liberals preach peace and love? We don't kill, but they kill babies. They like to kill babies. But you can't kill an adult, especially a pedophile. You're not allowed to put pedophiles to death. They're going to protest. Well, we can't, it's capital punishment, we can't do that. They're going to suffer. Oh, really? How about that little boy that was hog-tied and raped, tortured, then had his throat slit? You think maybe he suffered? This guy's going to get a shot and go to sleep? Okay, so he gasps a little bit. Who gives a damn? You can kill your baby, but you can't kill the baby killer. And you're going to tell me there's nothing wrong with that? Okay, so the remains now in the United Kingdom, these hospitals, the remains of over 15,000. It's a big number. That's a lot of babies. 15,000 babies were incinerated as clinical waste is what they call it. Imagine that. Imagine your baby is nothing more than clinical waste. What are all those families that tried to have kids and, well, they're either stillborn or they're born and they get cancer at a young age and they die at a young age. Don't you think these people would love to raise some clinical waste? So the next time that you think that it's proper to get your vagina scraped and have your baby pulled out piece by piece and thrown in a trash can, and if it's still breathing, to have a pair of scissors jammed in the back of its neck, if that's really what you want, then you go for it. And that's going to make you feel like more of a woman, make you feel strong, make you feel powerful, invincible. That's going to make you feel like you're exercising your right. That's going to make you feel good. Well, then you do it. There's consequences for everything in this life. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Hell, I'm still paying for consequences I did when I was two. Jesus, Christmas. I'm never going to get done paying all the things that I've done wrong. The bodies of thousands of aborted and miscarried babies were incinerated as clinical waste, with some even used to heat hospitals. Oh, it's cold. Well, what do we do? Well, let's go take some of those aborted babies and throw them in the fire here. Heat ourselves up. How would you do that? How could you do that? How could you take a baby? First of all, I don't know how you can perform an abortion anyway. I'm sorry. But pulling babies out piece by piece, I don't know how you can do that. Just throw it in a trash can. It's clinical waste. It's not a real baby. It doesn't have real cells. It doesn't think. It doesn't feel any pain. It doesn't have any real blood. It doesn't have any real bones. It's not real. It's just clinical waste. It's like a used Band-Aid. Clinical waste. Throw it away. Burn it. Last night, the Department of Health issued an instant ban on the practice. Ooh! Did you put anybody in jail for that? Well, they say it's totally unacceptable. Really? Well, those are good words. Those are tough, stern words. Dr. Dan Poulter? Good God almighty. I'm looking through here. I don't see anybody that was thrown in jail. Of the country's leading hospitals, Addenbrooke's in Cambridge incinerated 779 babies in 13 weeks. Oh, below 13 weeks gestation. So those are itty-bitty babies. They're not real. I mean, they're not real, you know, until they're at least, you know, four. Until they can speak and walk. Then they're real people. I don't understand why it's so important. You can't be a real woman until you have your first abortion. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. And what I really don't understand is these women, they have the right to get their vaginas scraped. You can go get you can get anything scraped out of your vagina you want. You have Obamacare, it's free. Go to any doctor, they'll just scrape away. You have that right. Why are they still trying to fight this battle? I don't know. But I'm sick of this stupid story. We're moving on here. Oh my God, look at this. We might actually finish today. We might have to make stuff up. We're moving right along. How about that today? Poll worker who voted for Obama six times served on a board of a group that got a grant from this administration. Well, of course. They got to take care of their friends. The woman who admitted to voting for President Barack Obama six times worked for and sat on the board of a group that received an Obama administration Environmental Protection Agency grant, the EPA. That is one dangerous outfit, that EPA. Just the EPA alone. If we were to get rid of just the EPA alone, get rid of all their restrictions, all of their policies that they illegally made from a guy who's on top secret CIA missions, saving the world from the Tea Party, comes into the office every once in a while, takes away more people's rights and liberties and freedoms away from them, takes away businesses and industries altogether, then goes back on another CIA mission. And we have to wonder, now, should we take those rules and regulations? Would they be null and void? First of all, they're not legal to begin with. So they're null and void no matter what. There's nothing in this Constitution. I got it in my hands again. I'm looking at it. I'm holding it. It's right here. I don't see anywhere any mention of the EPA that can make policy. I mean, it's got me baffled. I can't figure out. I mean, it must be constitutional because the government can't do it unless it is constitutional, right? I mean, isn't that what you were told in school? That the government has to follow this Constitution? And they can't go around. If they do, they can get in trouble. Like, they can get impeached. Is that what you were taught? I was taught that. That's what I was taught. But, see, that was so long ago. I mean, God. They just don't teach. They don't teach history, and they don't teach the Constitution in our schools. The corso liberals will tell you, oh, yeah, we teach history. No, you don't teach history. You teach the history that you want to teach. Then you assume and accuse and make the rest up. Abraham Lincoln was not a Democrat. Meloise Richardson. Meloise. Wheezy. I wonder if that's what she was called. I wonder if she was called Wheezy. Meloise Richardson admitted in 2013 to voting six times for the mom jean wearing man child when she was working as a poll worker in Hamilton County, Ohio. She's a poll worker. I guess every 10 minutes or so she grabs a ballot and just starts voting. Why is this woman not in jail? Well, because she's a Democrat. If she'd have voted for Bush six times, oh, good God. Initially convicted on state voter fraud charges and sentenced to 5 years in prison, Richardson served 8 months before the George Soros. Oh, George Soros. How about that, Harry Reid? You ever seen the Koch brothers? Did they ever get anybody out of jail? George Soros' funded Ohio Justice and Policy Center helped lessen her sentence to probation. How about the Koch brothers there, Mr. Reid? Have the Koch brothers done that to anybody? Huh? But it's George Soros. He gives money to the Democrats. We can't fault him for that. He's giving money to the right party because they're the racists. They're the haters. They hate black people, the Tea Party, they hate them. I mean, just every Tea Party I've been to, I swear to God. I mean, we're all sitting around wondering, what the hell do we do with these black people? It's the black people question. And these women, what the hell are we going to do with these penile challenged creatures? These horrible, vicious, just disgusting animals. What are we going to do with them? Oh, and the faggots? Oh, God, we can't, you know, what are we going to do with them? We got all these people. We got so much hate. We got all these people that we hate. We don't know what to do with them all. I'd like to know what I'm supposed to do with all my hate. If somebody on the left could tell me what the hell I'm supposed to do with all this hate, I'd like to know. I mean, what am I supposed to do when I see a black person now since I have all this hate, according to, you know, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and all the other Democrats, and Barack Obama? The media, I mean, the Tea Party, were just haters. So what am I supposed to do with all this hate? Since I have all this hate inside me. I didn't know I had it, but Democrats don't lie, so they must be telling the truth. They're all smart. They went to college. They got a piece of paper with their name on it. Some of them even have business cards with an important title on it. Now, oh, those are special people. So if you liberals can tell me what I'm supposed to do with all this hate that I have inside of me, I'd like to know what the hell to do with it. When I see a black person, what am I supposed to do with him? Huh? Can I talk to him? Can I shake his hand? Or do I just roust him up and throw him in a plantation? How about women? What am I supposed to do with them? When next time I see a woman, what am I supposed to do? Huh? Throw her in the kitchen? Take her shoes off and knock her up? Beat her? What? I mean, what? What the frig am I supposed to do with all this freaking hate? I don't know. But I'm tired of being told that I have hate. Where? Find it. Because I don't know where the hell it is. I hate stuff like this. I hate when people don't tell the truth and they blame people for things that they didn't do because they're the ones who actually did it and they don't want to get caught. I hate coward cops who the first thing out of the box, instead of trying to find out what the situation is, he starts shooting and hitting and tasering. I hate that. That I do hate. I hate the phone. I'll tell you one thing. I've hated the phone since I was a kid. As long as I can remember, the sound of a phone ringing drives me insane. I go literally out of my friggin' skin when I hear that stupid phone ringing. I hate the phone. But I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with all this hate against all these people. Am I supposed to hate Mexicans too, or can I like them? Well, they're not white, so I guess I gotta hate them. Damn. Well, it looks like I can't be friends with my neighbor anymore. He was a pretty nice guy. I got Filipino neighbors, too. Can I like Filipinos? Oh, you can't. That's right. They're Asian. They're not white. Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to meet my Filipino neighbor here later this afternoon. So am I supposed to call that meeting off now to tell him that I hate him and I can't speak to him anymore because the Democrats tell me that because I support the Tea Party that I'm a hater? I mean, is that what I'm supposed to do? I mean, just let me know. I just want to do what's right, man. That's it. So Richardson worked for and sat on the board of a Cincinnati-based environmental God dog it. I went almost an hour and a half without this broken left-handed tongue, and here I did it. And I was going good, too. Anyway, take two. Richardson worked for and sat on the board of a Cincinnati-based environmental activist group. What would it be? Activist? What the hell is a goddamn activist? Seriously. I mean, we know what an activist is, but what really is an activist? Well, this is a person who doesn't have enough attention. This is a person like Bill O'Reilly, who just doesn't have enough attention. Everybody, look at me. I'm doing something good. I'm doing something wonderful. Ooh. I don't get it. I guess I just don't have an ego. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I would be a hell of a lot more successful in this world if I did have an ego. But I don't look at it that way. I don't look at it for me. When I do my show, this isn't about me. This show isn't about me. This show's about the stories, man. This show is about people taking away my rights. Your rights. Our rights. That's what this is about. So she's on some stupid activist group called Communities United for Action. Oh, God. I mean, these titles, they just make you puke. And these activists. You're not an activist. That's not activism. They're just rabble-rousers. And they protest. I mean, liberals actually bust people into protest. These people have no idea what they're protesting. So they just get a whole bunch of people together. A bunch of young kids. They got no job. They got nothing. They give them a couple of joints and a sandwich. Hey, go out there and protest. Okay. Well, what are we protesting? Doesn't matter. Just protest. All those people, those fast food workers, remember when they were trying to get the $10 an hour? Nobody worked at a fast food restaurant. Every single one of those protesters, every single one of them, they were unions from other different unions. They were Democrats. The Democrats, you got to hand it to them. I mean, they've got their organization. They said they need a protest. Boom. They can gather people up immediately. On call. People get a call. Oh, yeah, we got a protest. Okay. Go over the bus, boom, go. Oh, we got an election coming up. We need a whole bunch of people to go vote 6, 7, 5 times. Don't worry about getting caught. Don't worry about it. We're Democrats. We can't get busted for this stuff. And if we do, we don't have to spend that much time in jail. We'll just get George Soros to bail us out. How about that, Harry Reid? Were you aware of that? I mean, this woman votes 6 times. First of all, Mr. Attorney General, why didn't you do anything about that? And it's racist now if you want to stop people from voting more than one time and stop people from who are not citizens of this country from voting by showing an ID and you have to have an actual registration. You need to be actually registered to vote. So you are qualified to vote. But it's racist if you do that. But yet you have to have an ID to get Obamacare. You can't go into a hospital and use or a doctor's office and use your little Obamacare without ID. Now, is that racist? Obamacare's got to be racist now, right? It must be. Obamacare is racist. Racist care. That's what we're going to call it from now on. Racist care. Because that's what it is. All right. Gun control measures met with defiance from law enforcement officers. This was another story that I was going to get into yesterday, but we didn't. So we're into it now. Give me a shot of grog here. I'm actually doing a lot better. My headache's gone. My stomach feels better. I'm ready for some more beer, man. Some grog. Let's get this party started. Oh, I'm feeling good today. I don't think, from the time that I started this show, I don't think I've ever gotten this many stories out. Hey, you keep trying, eventually you're going to succeed. That's the name of the game, man. That's life. That's the meaning of life. Keep trying. It's the journey. Sometimes it is not the destination. Sometimes it is the journey. We all have our own journey to take. We can only take it ourselves. No one else can take our journey for us. There's only one seat on the bus, and that's us. That's yourself. You have to take this journey on your own. I know you're going to have to make some decisions on your own. You're going to have to do this without your college professor, without Harry Reid, without Obama, without a teleprompter, without watching MSNBC or CNN, even Fox News. You got to do it on your own, and it's okay. And you know what? It doesn't hurt. When you make a decision on your own, a qualified, intelligent decision, where it's your decision, it's your thought, your feeling, when it comes from you, from inside you, it doesn't hurt. Believe it or not, Democrats, it doesn't hurt. It's okay to have your own thought. It's okay. I, personally, you can have a different, completely different thought from me. I can hate it. But I will never stop you from giving your own thought. That's yours. Now, I got no way of knowing if that's really your thought or not. Only you know if you took that thought from television or you took that thought from your heart. Only you know that. So the head of a nationwide sheriff's coalition. Can you read today? The head of a nationwide sheriff's coalition is calling on Vermont's law enforcement officers, which Vermont, you can't get any more socialist and liberal than Vermont. God, what's that bear, or something Sanders, what's his stupid name? Whatever his name is, Rusty or something. I don't know what the hell his stupid name is, Sanders. And I think he's from Vermont. Self-proclaimed socialist, and he's proud of it. Proud of it. How do you be proud to be a socialist? Obviously somebody who doesn't understand what socialism is, or somebody who's one devious son of a bitch. Now I'm cussing again. Damn it. So the head of a nationwide sheriff's coalition, I'm going to get this sentence out one way or the other. The head of a nationwide sheriff's coalition is calling on Vermont's law enforcement officers to defy three controversial gun control measures passed by Burlington voters 3 weeks ago. Let me tell you something. There is no such thing as gun control measures. Legally. I know this by heart, but I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to read it just to make extra damn sure. And I know I've read this, countless times. But I'm going to make damn sure again. That shall not be infringed is the last four words of the Second Amendment. I just want to make double sure now. Grab it. Here it is. Here it is. Right there. Shall not be infringed. It's right here. It's in black and white. It's sitting somewhere in Washington in a closet collecting dust. Just throw it in a museum. This is how human beings were when they were racist. The document is not racist. The people were racist. There's a difference. Learn the goddamn difference, please. I get tired of arguing stupidity. I mean, Jesus, God Almighty. Sheriffs have a constitutional duty to refuse to comply with such ordinances. Richard Mack, president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Yes, sir, you are right. Finally, a cop with a goddamn brain. We're seeing sheriffs in New York oppose the SAFE Act and Governor Cuomo, which I find that very difficult to believe. But it is true. There are good cops out there. Unfortunately, all the bad ones, and we have far too many bad ones. Far too many bad ones. They overshadow the good ones. We don't get to hear about the good cops. It'd be nice once in a while, wouldn't it? If we have sheriffs in New York doing this, how much more should we have sheriffs doing it in Vermont? Well, on March 4th, Burlington voters joined a push by elected officials throughout northeastern states to enact stiffer gun control measures. And what exactly do stiffer gun control measures bring? All those school shootings, every single one of those school shootings was a no-gun zone, a gun-free zone. So again, those stiffer control gun control measures, how's that working out? Well, we're going to get people who've got mental issues. They're not allowed to buy a firearm. Black market, anyone? Hello? Look, if they can't get it down in Joe's gun shop, they're going to cross the street and get it from Jose. You understand? It's not going to work. You can try all the, you can make all these rules, and you can make all these pieces of legislation, and you can get your voting base all exercised, and they're going to vote for you for the next 25 elections. But you're not going to stop anybody from getting killed. If people want to kill, they're going to kill. It's the will. That's what's missing in legislation, and especially in gun legislation. They don't understand. You can't put certain things in legislation. Legislation is only one-dimensional. Let me say that again. Legislation is only one-dimensional. It's it. It's what's written on a piece of paper. You cannot put common sense in there. Common sense has to come from you. You can't put common sense in legislation. You can try, but what the hell good is it going to do? They're not going to follow it anyway. They're only going to follow what rules that they want. So it really doesn't matter how many more pieces of legislation that we put in forth. They're just going to follow whatever they want anyway. What the hell's the point of having this Constitution anymore? Where are we going? This is what I want to know. Where the hell is this country going? I certainly don't see it going in the right direction. This is the right direction. It's not the right direction for me. Let me put it to you that way. To me, it seems like the wrong direction, especially since we have 91.5 million people out of work, and the politicians are only concerned that they're upset because they're going to lose their next election. Well, what about these people, the 91.5 million people? You think they're a little bit worried about they're going to lose their next meal? Don't you think that's a little bit more important than your stupid next election? Maybe if you'd have done your goddamn job in the first place, these 91.5 million people would still have food on their table. By a 2-to-1 margin, they banned the carry of firearms in bars and restaurants. Well, I didn't know you could bring a gun in a bar anymore anyway. Why can't you bring a gun in a restaurant? So you can have a gun, but you have to have the gun completely locked up in a safe. So if, you know, somebody breaks into your home, you got to stumble in the middle of the night, tripping over things, tripping over shoes, tripping over the dog and the cat. You got to go down, and you can't turn the lights on. You don't want anybody to see, and you try to open up that safe real quick. But by then, I mean, the intruder's already come in, raped your wife, and stolen everything that he wanted, and he's gone. Again. I'm going to read it again. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again.
shall not be infringed. You don't like the fact that there's guns in the world? I don't know where else you're going to go. The guns have been around since what? 1100? They weren't that sophisticated back then, but they've been around. Chinese found gunpowder, I don't know how long ago. But guns have been on planet Earth for many centuries now. Many centuries now. They're not going away. Once technology is out there, it's only a matter of time before you get it. You're not going to get rid of the gun. You want to get rid of the killing? Well, you need to work on the will to kill. Give them a reason not to kill. Give them a job. Let these businesses come back in the United States so they can hire people. Let the oil industry go down there and drill some oil. Let the natural gas industry go up to Alaska, start drilling some natural gas. We've got the resources. We don't need the Middle East. We can get rid of the Middle East right here, right today, but we need to do it. We're dependent on these very people who are only procreating just to kill us. Now, you tell me if that makes any sense. How does that make any friggin' sense? We need to get rid of the Middle East. Now, it does suck for Israel, because if we completely get out of the Middle East, Israel, well, we'd have to keep some military over there somewhere. But Israel right now, Israel's very vulnerable. They're always constantly getting attacked with rockets and this and that, Hamas and all that, Hezbollah, whatever. But there's something in the air, and I think the Israelis know it. They feel it. I feel it. A lot of people feel it. Israel's going to get really big attacked. They could have their 9/11 coming here pretty soon. These people over there, these are not good people. We don't need to be over there. We do not need to be dependent on people that want to kill us. How do we not see this stuff? I don't get it. If little old me can see this stuff, little old you can see this stuff. My God, a freaking 5-year-old can see this. Even Nancy Pelosi's little grandson, I'm sure he can see it. Oh, I think we should bomb Syria, Grandma. Okay, I'll tell the president. Yeah, she would have. I mean, first of all, a 5-year-old kid is not going to be concerned that the United States needs to bomb Syria because of children. This 5-year-old kid, he's not worried about anything. He's watching TV, playing video games, eating candy that he's not supposed to eat. He's not concerned with geopolitical matters. He's 5 years old, for God's sakes. Come on. But now she's got invisible Republican friends. They seem to tell her that her children are invisible. Really? How about all those babies that you scrape out of women's vaginas and just throw in a trash can? Oh, they're not real babies because they weren't born to term. Yeah, but they do feel pain, and they do come out screaming. The ones that are get a pair of scissors jammed at the back of their neck. How about that, Miss Pelosi? How about those children? 1.6 million babies are killed every year. How about those children, Ms. Pelosi? Those are future Democrats now. They can vote for you. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which touts sheriffs as the highest law enforcement officials charged with defending the rights of citizens in states, claims that 17 police associations and nearly 500 sheriffs nationwide have pledged to defy unconstitutional gun control measures. Good for you. It's about damn time. Now, maybe if you sheriffs can get a hold of your deputies out there and teach them how to handle the firearm. Let them know that that firearm is the last resort, not the first resort. Doing some stuff with that. Vermont. Oh, screw a bunch of Vermont. You know, I'm just sick of these. I mean, I'm just...
There's no real way to do it other than to split the country in half. And how are you going to do that? You can't do that. That's not feasible. Look, they did their job of changing the mindset and the culture. Well, we need to do a much better job at changing back our mindset and our culture. Our mindset is freedom. Our culture is freedom. That's what it is. That's what we want. That's what we're fighting for. I flat refuse to comply to any of this stuff. I know it's going to be one of these days I'm probably going to end up going to jail. But I'm going to fight these bastards in every way I can. I'm not going to let them just, you know, no. I mean, look, they're much bigger than me. And they're going to take me down. But I'm going to go down swinging. I'd rather go down swinging than bent over. You know what I mean? All right, what else have we got here today? Let's find something almost interesting to talk about. The power grid. What the hell is this? I know, I remember something about this. That Jeanine Pirro, she's on the weekends on Fox. She did a story on this a long time ago. This is the New Jersey Regional Operations Intelligence Center. Oh, my God, with these names. Just came out with a report which monitors the threat level to the United States power grid and has determined that it's inherently vulnerable to widespread sabotage. Well, now everybody knows that it's vulnerable. So come on in. Sabotage it. I think, you know, I wonder if some of this stuff isn't let alone so it can be damaged. I wonder if that some of that stuff isn't done on purpose. I mean, sometimes you have to wonder that. I know there's a lot of people that think the 9/11 was an inside job. I don't see any evidence on that. I mean, that's weird. That's crazy. But, I mean, I guess I can kind of see how people can get to that point, because sometimes you're thinking to yourself, now, how did they, I mean, a lot of times people will do this when they just don't understand what happened. They're in, like, shock. So they're going to try to look at a way to justify it in their mind where it's easier to think, it's easier to say, it's easier to talk about if the history is actually a different way than how it actually was. However, we can't do that. I've never been able to do that very well. But we're all humans, and we all do it. And when we do it, we have to be able to recognize it and then stop it and say, okay, this is how I want the history to be. This is how it really is. The unexplainable. The absolutely horrid. People will do that with. They'll look for anything. Oh, they hate George Bush, so George Bush did it. I mean, look, George Bush did a lot of stupid things. I'm not gonna come to his defense on a lot of stuff. But orchestrating 9/11, I mean, that's a bit of a stretch. Come on. Why would the government do that? Just to go to war? I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Who the hell knows with this government? I don't know anymore. Nobody knows. That's the problem. So apparently the electric grid compounds across the U.S. have faced an increase in unauthorized intrusions by unknown individuals. Oh, 8 in New Jersey alone between October of 2013 and January of this year. 2 months. I know, October, November, December, January. Wait, 4 months. 8. 8 in New Jersey alone, unknown individuals conducting unauthorized intrusions. And there are several more examples from across the country. Now, if you think about it, the electric grid, just think if the electric grid was to go out and there was no electricity. Think of everything that is on that needs electricity. Look at all the computers. Yeah, you got your little laptop, but you got to plug that in. It's only got a battery power for so long. Just think if all the electricity was to go out. How much damage do you realistically think that somebody could come into the United States and conduct with no electricity? They could do a lot. So why do we do this? Well, Obama's got to go on vacation. The girls and the queen, she's got to take her mama. They got vacations to do. They've got state dinners. They don't have time for this. Where the hell's our homeland security? Oh, that's right. They're too busy taking all those children that were smuggled in from the Mexican drug cartels across the border, and they're taking those children to their illegal alien parents. They don't have time to check the grids here, look for sabotage. They need more Democratic voters. Look, November's coming up fast and furious here. No pun intended. But the November election's coming up here, man. It's coming up quick. They need more voters. They don't have time to be worried about no electric grid. They need more Democrat voters. They can't get enough illegal aliens to cross that border to turn them into Democrats. And that's exactly what the hell they're doing. Our Homeland Security is allowing Mexican drug cartels. We all know what a Mexican drug cartel is. We do know that some of these guys have actual quotas. They got to go out and kill people, enough people every day. And if they don't, well, then they get killed. These are bad dudes, man. These are not Boy Scouts. These aren't the Hell's Angels. These are some bad dudes. And they like to kill. They love it. That's their job. So they're going to smuggle children across the border, which, you know, you're not supposed to cross another country's border unless you have, you know, permission. But in America, nah. After 9-11, we don't need to buy security. No. Come on over. No problem. Here, sign up for Obamacare. Yeah, but I don't have any money. Don't worry about it. American taxpayers will pay for it. I got a pen. I got an open checkbook. I can do what I can. I can write as many checks as I want until 2015. So come on in. Jesus Christmas. All right, we've only got a few more minutes here, so I'm going to find something here. Occupy Founder calls on Obama to appoint Eric Schmidt, CEO of America? What the hell is that, a CEO of America? First of all, this Eric Schmidt, I don't know if you know him. One of the founders of the Occupy Wall Street movement, which wasn't a movement. It was stupid. How was a movement crapping on cop cars, burning the American flag, killing people, stabbing people, raping women, not bathing, living in just filth and disgust? I mean, it was disgusting. I went down there in New York City. My God, you could smell it. You could smell it miles before you get there. It's just disgusting. As soon as you get off the train there, man, I mean, you can smell it all the way at Penn Station. These people stink. So one of the co-founders of the stupid Occupy Wall Street movement has called on Barack Obama to resign as president and appoint Eric Schmidt as CEO of America. Yeah, he's going to do that. What the hell kind of a freaking story is this? This is garbage. Why the hell? I mean, this producer, I mean, I like this guy and all, but sometimes he puts some really stupid stories in here. I'm not reading this anymore. This is dumb. God damn it. All right. That's about it for today. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I appreciate it. And, folks, again, this is serious. You got to find out a lot of information out there. You can't just watch the evening news at night and think you have everything that you need. There's a lot more going on. So you want to check out Blog Talk Radio. These are real Americans talking. This is where you're going to hear the real truth. And you have an opportunity to yourself. You can get on here and you can make your voice heard. You don't want to have a show every day? Well, then call somebody else's show. Get your voice heard. Look, if you're not going to speak, nobody's going to hear you. And you got nobody to bitch about. You got nothing to bitch and complain about if you don't voice your opinion and do something about it. So listen to these two programs. First one is Vito Esposito, the Mamma Mia No Sharia. Anything and everything that you want to know about radical Islam is on this program right here. BlogTalkRadio.com/radio-jihad. And then when you're done listening to him, I want you to switch over and listen to my first mate, the Red Fox, Kel Fritzy. blogtalkradio.com/Kel-Fritzy. They're in the same group. Now, these are captain-approved radio programs, which means that if I say that they're approved, then they're good, and you want to listen to them. You want to listen to them. You want to check them out. I'm not going to lead you in the wrong direction. I'm just not going to do that. You want to check this stuff out. In any event, thank you very much for listening today. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody!